This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
You bet.
Dr. Shealy, I don't know. Jason, may I announce what you just told me? Or is that too early to announce that?
You may.
Okay. Jason does not want me to make this announcement, but I have a great announcement regarding another candidate for president of the United States. Dr. Shealy, I mentioned, how is it possible that we don't have candidates that we could say, well, I really like that guy, you know? Why is it that so often, and I guess, well, it's because it's the system. It's arranged that way. So, Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, the touchy-feely guy, said that 200 million Americans, or two-thirds of the United States population, get this carefully, class, 200 million, there are about 328 million in the United States right now. Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, the guy who's running for president, says that 200 million Americans, or two-thirds of the United States population, have died of COVID-19. That's what he said.
Well, that's about average for him, isn't it?
Oh,
you know, I mean, I do not understand how even 2% of people could vote for someone who is clearly senile.
Yeah,
but that's my problem.
Well, here's a medical question about Jumpin' Joe, Dr. Shealy. People are writing their internet posts that are saying that, boy, he's on some special medicine that is making him a little more lucid, a little more with it.
That's even worse. There ain't any such medicine.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there such a thing that you know of that that could make jumpstart the brain, to maybe middle of the road senility? Versus, complete senility. Is there something?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Now, for normal people, if you're deficient in, basic vitamins, taking those can help a lot. But other than that, as far as a drug that actually significantly helps without causing problems, no.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. So there's no hope for improvement. and the sad thing is, there are people who want him to be president. That's really, really sad. Dr. Shealy, what's new in the world of Dr. Norm Shealy? I know you've got you're making a move to another radio station. You want to tell us about that?
Well, we will be starting this Wednesday at 4 p.m. on KICK, 1340 a.m. It has an FM, I don't remember that number. But, I've been kicked off what I call Joe Biden's favorite radio station after 32 years, KWTO. And
well, you're in good company.
Yeah, it just took me a few years longer.
Yeah, they threw me overboard after 2 years. And, it's really funny, Dr. Shealy, because, I was there all the time. I mean, every day, 5 days a week. And, I knew the whole staff. I knew everybody there. And not all the broadcasters, because, they would have different time slots. But, I knew the people who worked there as employees. And after After they threw me overboard, nobody knew who I was. They just couldn't remember me. And that's how it is in radio. It really is. Typically what happens on Friday, you know, you finish your broadcast, and then, you know, you go back on Monday, and no, the door's locked. They won't let you in. And that's what radio is like. So typically there's no notice. Now, you got notice, which is kind of amazing. I didn't even get, you know.
Well, I had somebody call in and say, maybe they'll take you back. And I said, I wouldn't go back there if they paid me instead of charged me.
Yeah.
I think they handled it very, very, very badly. However, can't all be perfect like us, but they could try.
Yeah, they could try, and it'd be nice if they tried. So, KICK, that is in Springfield, Missouri, and I was, that's where I got my start on radio, Dr. Shule. I don't know how much you know about that, but what literally happened is we had, you know, Expo number one, and we thought, the thing we need to do is advertise this thing. Now, how do you advertise an expo? So we decided to go to a radio station and ask about advertising, how it works, who makes the commercials, who writes the text, who voices them, how long are they, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 60 seconds, what does that cost, how often do they run, you know, those kinds of things. Are there better times to run than other times? You know, all those, you know, millions of questions of how it all works. And at the end of a one-hour meeting with the station management, station manager said, you need your own show. And I forget the days that were offered. It was one day a week. And it was following Dave Ramsey. So, and that was a tough act to follow. And so I understand that you have the drive time slot at KICK. Is that right? So you're going to be on from 4 to 5. And that's when people start getting in their cars and listening to radio on the way home. So that's the best slot there is, in my opinion, drive time.
Good. Well,
so I'm really delighted. Yeah. Starting on Wednesday, that's KICK, KICK, in Springfield, Missouri. So there's probably a link to streaming. I haven't done the research for that, but you might be able to find the stream if you'd like to tune into.
Yeah, there is.
Dr. Norm Shuley. Yeah. Okay. And so you'll be able to find it. Do you know what the stream is called, Dr. Shuley? Is it KICK?
I do not know that.
Okay. I'm sure if you go into KICK, radio, I'm sure you'll find a link to the station, and I'm sure you'll find a link to the stream. And what are you going to be talking about when you're on the air, Dr. Shuley?
I like to talk about questions that people ask. That's the purpose of the show. It's not for me to talk, but me to answer questions about health and medicine. And, okay. You know, like my last day, I had 20 calls.
And that's a lot of calls. That's a lot of calls. I've been in the studio with you when you've had even more than that. And literally what you do is you open the broadcast, and then the next breath, you know, you just say the equivalent of, how do you open it? Would you share with our class what you did when you're on KWTO, and then I'll tell them what happens next.
I'll say, it's Dr. Norman Shuley and Dr. Sergey Sorin and Chris Griffiths is with you for the rest of the hour. You could be here, too, on Open Line Thursday. So it's not going to be Open Line Wednesday.
And then the next thing is you would announce the name of the person who would be on the air. It'd be like no pause,
right,
almost, between your opening sentence and then the first call. And it's not like some radio broadcasters have to beg for calls, you know, repeat the phone number. Your calls were already stacked, lined up, waiting for you before you even got in the studio, probably. Yeah.
They start about a couple of minutes before the hour, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's before you know. And typically, that's what typically would happen, is when Dr. Shuley was on the air, he would be, the broadcast would be over about a minute before the top of the hour, so 59 minutes. And then there would be about a minute for Dr. Shuley to get up and get out of the seat and say hi to me. And that's when the top of the hour news is playing, and then I jump in the seat, try to figure out who messed up the computer. You know, not the one that Dr. Shuley would be using, because I don't think you even used a computer, Dr. Shuley, did you?
No.
You didn't? Yeah, I would sit in the seat where the computer was, and it'd be all messed up. And I'd spend the next, 4 minutes or 3 minutes trying to figure out how to get it, come back to life. But that's what radio is like. And a lot of times, class, that you may think that all the broadcasters know each other. So, if there's 24 hours of radio, live radio, or maybe 18 hours of live radio, that we all know each other. That's not the case. Because the broadcasters come and go. They get and jump in the seat, start broadcasting, and when the shift's over, they jump out, and the next broadcaster jumps in. So that's really wonderful that you're on Springfield Radio and KSEK. And that you're
I do like radio, I have to say. I've never liked television, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I haven't turned my television set on in 3 years. I plan on never turning it on again.
Interesting that you mentioned television. I'd like to share something, but this is probably inflammatory, and I don't mean it to be. I really don't. Back in the 1960s, my dad said to me, he said, "Hey, Vinny," now this is in the 1960s, so we're talking a long time ago, roughly 60 years ago, maybe 55. He said, "Vinny," and he pointed to a picture that we had hanging on the wall, a portrait from the 1800s. He said, "In your lifetime, there will be you'll have a television screen that will hang on the wall, just kind of like that portrait. It'll be thin, it'll just hang on the wall." And these were the days that if you had a color TV, that picture tube was like 24 inches deep, a really deep cathode ray tube. And if you had a black and white TV, it was probably 18 inches deep. And the thought of having a one-inch thick television screen was just unheard of, incomprehensible. And he said, "In your lifetime, you will have that." He said also, "In your lifetime, that a black man will be elected, or a black man will be president." He didn't say elected. He said a black man will be president. "And after that, shortly after that, the country will be gone."
That'll be he was very intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Now, he wasn't necessarily blaming it on the black man. But if you think about it, 60 years ago, class, there was no possible way that people would be thinking about a black president. And the reason for that is there wasn't the possibility of ascending to the office by a black person to be president. It wasn't possible. Now, my father had friends who were of all the races, black, white, yellow, brown, red, and because of what he did. He was a school principal. He had lots of friends and acquaintances, and one of his best buddies was a general in the Army. Was black. And I don't know if it was a discussion with his black general friend that made him aware of this, or whether he learns. Sometimes you wish you could ask parents the second question or the third question. So I don't know the answer to this, as to why he said this, whether he read it, whether he heard it, whether he was in a meeting, whether he thought it up himself. I don't know. But it wasn't a racist thing. It was, this is what's going to happen. This is the forecast. This is what's going to happen. And after this happens, first you'll probably see the television screen. Then you'll see a black person president. And then the end of the country. And this was the most prosperous time of the United States. This is the 50s and 60s were the best years of the country. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Our site is normshealy.com. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. Dr. Sheely, I've noticed something regarding the corona panic. I don't know if it's made the news yet or not, but I've seen this. And that is that people who were readers, people who had a hobby and they'd love to read books, don't seem to want to do it so much anymore, if at all. People who were neatniks, who used to clean their house and want to make it spotless. It's not so important anymore. People who had get up and go, it got up and left. Hobbies that, you know, people enjoyed, whether it be woodworking or whatever the hobby was, I'll get to it some other time. Just sitting down and vegetating in front of the blue screen seems to be the thing that's happening now. And even contacting other people, when people used to call people, you know, just to say hi and chat, even that has fallen by the wayside in a lot of ways. Dr. Sheely, have you noticed in your world that people just don't have the drive as a result of this corona panic? Have you noticed that as well?
Let me tell you what I've noticed most. We did a research project for 6 months with a new telomere regrowth thing. The telomeres grew 8% in 6 months. much, so we started a much larger project. I'm about two-thirds through that. At this point, instead of the telomeres growing in the active ones, in general they shrunk slightly, but in the placebo group, they have shrunk 10 times, 10 years. In other words, the pandemic has shortened the life expectancy of everyone in the area by about 10 years already. That's how serious it is.
That's kind of what I'm saying. That was my observation that you said they aged, and that's in concert. That synchronizes with what I was saying. That my observation was they just don't have the get up and go. And I didn't say the word it's like they aged, but that's it. That you hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Shealy. So independently, you and I have seen this without discussing it. Mine was just observation. Yours was, you know, clinical study. Where does this take us in another year? Where are we going from there, Dr. Shealy?
I have no idea. You know, I feel as if the crazy, and I'm being kind, Democrats win, we're dead, period. There's nothing left to live for. Have you seen their proposed platform? I sent it to a bunch of friends.
Please share that, Dr. Shealy.
The Democratic platform calls for free health care for everyone, citizenship for all illegals, free abortion for everyone, et cetera, et cetera. It's insanity personified.
It's a free... Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's an old saying, and I don't know where it came from, but I've been using it for quite a while, a couple decades. And that saying is people like them, or people like themselves. So, for example, I wouldn't fit in with the Hell's Angels because they're different from from me. Okay. I wouldn't fit in with people who are lazy because they're different from me. So USA Prepares, that, you know, if you want to know the kind of people I like, that would be the faculty of USA Prepares. And we have similar likes. Now, we're different, but we have a lot of similarities, at least in the things that we like and don't like. And we have drive and enthusiasm and persistence. Well, people like themselves, then they probably don't want to open the floodgate to let anyone into the United States because the people that we let in might be different. And I'm pretty darn sure they are. And they probably won't fit in. And that's why people don't get along so well. So what's wrong with not opening the floodgates? I'd kind of like the floodgates to be closed. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he has a short list of finalists of nominees to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
Nominees who believe in applying the Constitution as written.
The president says he's planning to nominate a woman this week, and he expects the Republican-controlled Senate would move quickly to approve his choice. But Democrats are staying optimistic about getting enough GOP defections to block such a vote before the election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was Ginsburg's dying wish that her seat stay open until after Election Day.
And we only need two more senators to say that they will abide by RBG's wish.
Tropical storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains and storm surge to Texas. It could hit near Galveston later today. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There could be a decision as soon as today on whether the police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor will be facing charges. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting the city's federal courthouse will be closed this week in anticipation of a possible decision. The 26-year-old EMT was shot and killed back in March during a no-knock raid on her home as police were seeking her boyfriend. Last week, the city settled a civil lawsuit with her family, agreeing to pay out $12 million. Pamela Hutchinson of the R&B group The Emotions has passed away. The group's Facebook page announcing she died Friday after health challenges she'd been battling for years. The Grammy Award-winning R&B group was made up of Pamela and her two sisters, Wanda and Sheila, and the group won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group with vocals back in 1978 for their song Best of My Love. VH1 naming the group as one of the top 18 most influential girl groups. Pamela Hutchinson was 61. And golfer Bryson DeChambeau fired a final round 67 to earn his first major championship at the U.S. Open in Mamaroneck, New York, finishing at 6 under par, 6 shots ahead of runner-up Matthew Wolff. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. So, some people might say, Vinny, I can't believe I heard what you said. So now that your family's here, you know, your grandparents, your parents, you're here, you want to close the gate. Yeah. Yeah, because back in the 1800s, our country was still being built. And people were welcomed to build the country, people who had some skills. And when my grandparents came here on both sides, everything that they came with fit in one trunk. They paid their way over. They didn't get a free ride over here on the ship. They started with virtually nothing. They saved and they worked really hard. And they saved and they worked even harder. And that's how it was done. There was no free citizenship. You had to, first of all, you had to be examined to see if you were sick. And you had to pass a test to get citizenship. And you went through Ellis Island. As a matter of fact, my grandparents' photographs coming through Ellis Island are in the Ellis Island Museum. Now, I haven't been there to see it. I'd love to go in some ways, but I probably will never go for other reasons. I just don't want to travel. But their picture is there as they came through Ellis Island. So it was different. You know, when Dr. Shealy mentioned that, free health care, free abortion, citizenship, I mean, all these great, wonderful things. And of course, I'm accepting abortion, meaning not abortion. All these freebies. There's something wrong with all that, because the rest of us had to work really hard to get what we have. And we resent giving a free ride to people who just don't want to work. Because that free ride comes from us. We have to pay for it. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I'd like to tell you something. When I was 16, I went to college in August, came home at Thanksgiving, South Carolina. I'm sitting at the dinner table. I said to my parents, well, I've decided how to solve the race problem. Total intermarriage so everybody will be the same color. And there was total silence for 2 hours. But I grew up not understanding why I was not allowed to play with the little black kids. And I never wanted to live in South Carolina because at that time I didn't like the way they treated blacks. So
yeah.
I don't think I've ever been, you know, opposed to people of different color. I'm opposed to people who are evil and totally stupid sometimes. Other than that, I don't judge people other than their person, how they act.
Yeah, and when I described USA Prepares, I didn't say any particular color. I said we think in a similar way. We have, you know, the same values. The same. We like the same things. We dislike the same things in many ways, and we have no barriers to race here. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, my best friend in high school was a black man, and young black man, and he turned out to be a prince from a country in Africa, and he was the prince. And he was coming over here for an education. And I didn't know that at the time. You know, when I first met him, I learned it later on. What a wonderful guy. And I'd love to see him again. His name is Bertram Wade. What a great guy. His family was wonderful. So in terms of, it's the character that is really important. It's how people behave. And Martin Luther King said it so well. And I have no disagreement with that. Dr. Shealy, the wildfires in California are making a lot of particulates, a lot of smoke, a lot of all kinds of things in the air. And I read a story, and so I verified the story. I went from website to website to website, and they all said a similar thing. It's like smoking 20 packs of cigarettes. But they didn't say it's like smoking 20 packs of cigarettes in a day, in a week, or once, or twice. There was no time, there was no qualification as to what that really meant. But I'm looking at images of the air, and of course these can all be modified with Photoshop, and sky can be overcasted. But it really looks bad. I've looked at satellite images, I've looked at pictures of street, I've looked at drone images. The air quality in California is really, really bad. What are your thoughts about, do you have any feeling about long-term health conditions as a result of being exposed to this? Will it be like the people who responded to 9/11, like the firemen who pretty much all been killed by cancer because of the particulates in the air that they inhaled? You think that it could be, you know,
well,
serious to some level?
Everything affects everything. And so the air you live in, pollution of the water with fluoride, but the major, to me, influence right now and for all of this year so far on our health health and longevity is the fake or false endemic, in my opinion.
Now, when you say fake endemic, I have a feeling what you mean is that the virus is actually real. However, it is being expanded to the point where people are losing their minds, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their desire to go on, they're losing their ability to or desire to start a project, finish a project. They've just become zombies. Just they're there, but hardly. And I believe that's what you're saying. Is that right?
Okay. Exactly.
So it's being rolled out by the people who want to manipulate us to make everything way worse than it could have been had they not meddled. And it's interesting that you say that because, okay, yesterday I was doing some tractor therapy. I was going around in circles chasing rows of hay that had been raked by Mrs. Finelli at Windrose, and I was baling it with the tractor. Going round and round and round. I was thinking about something that you said, and I'm paraphrasing, but something akin to you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you'd be not inclined to trust the government to tell you the time of day or, frankly, what the weather is outside. Is that kind of correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking how right you are, because as I was going around, I got a call on the radio, two-way radio. We have two-way radios. Everyone in a tractor has it. Here at the farm, we use two-way radios. And the call was, hey, we only have, you know, it was going to be, we had 10 days of sunshine. Well, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be 2 days. And Tuesday night is the end of, you know, that's the, Tuesday is the end of the sunshine. So we got to get all the baling done that we're going to get done. Not in 10 days, but in 2 days. And I was thinking how you've said many times over many years that we can't trust some of the information that comes from the government, like even the time of day and the weather. And here we are, we were trying to, you know, believe that maybe the government was right this time. Maybe we'll have 10 days of good weather to enough to bale the hay. And the answer is they can't even get that right. They can't even get that right. So, but in the 1950s, they could. You could go to the Farmer's Almanac, and you could find out what the weather is going to be for the week or the day. And it was pretty darn accurate. Now we can't forecast with all the satellites we have, and all the meteorologists, and all the alleged experts. So I just wanted to put an exclamation point on what you've been saying for years, Dr. Shuley. We can't trust it. We can't trust the information that we get from them, including the forecast. It's not even close.
Right. You're absolutely right. Now, slightly good news. The total population of the red states is about 195,000. And 195,000. And the total population of the blue states is about 159,000. So there are statewide at least slightly greater states red than there are blue. Interestingly, the COVID-19 rate is about twice as high in all the blue states as it is in all of the red states. Fascinating little statistic.
And what do you attribute that to? I mean, attitude. Do you think it's...
I think the attitude. Democrats... are crazy. And insanity puts you in a slightly different state from sanity. That's just my opinion.
So, let me put an exclamation point on that. Many years ago, here at the farm in Missouri, we had a former friend. And one day he said he was going to bring his buddy over. So these two guys were at the kitchen table. And my former friend was a Republican, probably still is. And his buddy was a Democrat. And his buddy thought that Barry Satoro, you know, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, walked on water. He thought he was, like, wonderful. And it just frosted me that this guy was sitting at our kitchen table voting for everything that I thought was awful. Okay? He was a cheerleader for reckless spending. He was a cheerleader for Barack Obama's policies, etc. And it bothered me. And at that point, right then and there, I decided that I was going to limit who came into my house, our house. And if they didn't have similar thought processes as we do here at our house, if they thought differently, if they were going to vote against us and vote for people who want to steal money from us, they were not our friends. And because they were not our friends, I would not let them in my house. I'm not going to try to convert them into thinking, you know, more reasonably. I'm just going to limit my association with them. I will not spend time with people who want to steal from me. And that was different from my former friend who thought, well, you know, he's crazy. Just, you know, he thinks Obama is great. And they agree to disagree. Not in my world. My world is, if there's a guy that is voting to steal from me, meaning voting for higher taxes and so forth, I can't be friends with someone like that. I won't even spend time with someone like that. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
With you all the way.
Mrs. Finelli was telling me that in her chats with others, that it's very difficult now. And I'm not talking about your clinic, Dr. Shuley. I'm talking about people who she's chatted with. They're having a great deal of difficulty getting a doctor to talk to them. For example, now we're not talking about your clinic. We're talking about people who have mainstream medical offices. So, for example, it used to be that you could call and ask the receptionist to talk to the nurse. The nurse would take a message and ask the doctor. The doctor would tell the nurse what the answer was. The nurse would call back. Sometimes you could talk to the doctor. Well, now you can't talk to the doctor. Now you can't even talk to the nurse. And the best you can do is get to the receptionist. And they may or may not call back. That's where we are with medicine right now. Are you hearing that as well, Dr. Shuley? Your comments when we come back, please. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. So, Dr. Shealy, what I mentioned going into the break was that we have learned that you used to be able to call the doctor. Now you can't call the doctor. Not Dr. Shealy's office. I'm talking about clinics that are associated with hospitals. And that you could call the nurse, and the nurse would ask the doctor, and the doctor would get back to the nurse, and then the nurse would call you back. And now you can get to the receptionist, and you may or may not get a call back from the nurse. That's where we are. Are you hearing that as well?
Oh, yes. I've actually experienced that myself.
Okay. And what do you attribute that to? Is that part of the corona panic?
Of course. I think that everything has changed, and it's not for the better.
Mm-hmm. Rich Sheevan just called the farmhouse, and he mentioned that he's seeing about a 15-minute delay in Google search updates. So I just did a quick search, and yeah, it's absolutely true that Google has notified site owners that it's experiencing longer than usual delays in Search Console reporting. So expect delays with your search engine as well, in getting the latest information. Wow, these are very, very interesting times. And, if J.P. Morgan were alive, I'm sure he would figure out a great way to profit on all sides of this. And I'm sure that other people have. To us, we're just trying to get through it.
That's by the J.P. Morgan Bank now owns more silver than anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still that way.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, sleep. You mentioned sleep many times here on the broadcast that you need to have enough. And I was wondering, how does a person find out you've given, you know, hour thresholds, meaning, you know, between X number of hours of sleep is what you need. But is there a way that a person can find out how much sleep he or she needs? So for example, let's say a person has a routine, like in the good old days, a Monday through Friday routine, and they know, you know, what time they need to get up, and they know what time they would go to bed. But sometimes people push the limits, and they went to work tired, not enough sleep. Is there a way, like, for example, maybe on Friday night, go to sleep at a specific time, and then Saturday morning, when you wake up normally, that would be the number of hours? You just count off the number of hours between when you went to bed Friday night and when you woke up Saturday mornings. Is there a way like that to figure out how much sleep a person really needs?
Well, what we know is that when you average less than 7 hours, six or less, you function at the level of slightly drunk, and that people who sleep 6 hours or less cause more automobile accidents than alcohol and drugs combined. So we know that your average needs to be 7 or 8, and up to 9 is okay. But less than 7, on average, you're going to be functioning below normal.
Okay. How about too much? Okay, so let's say a person thinks he needs 10 hours.
Well, then something's wrong. Then your energy level is well below par.
Okay. And what would be a contributing factor to that? Would it be diet? Would it be exercise? Lack of exercise, I mean?
Lack of exercise,
air pollution?
Diet, and anxiety are the major causes.
Okay. So, that's really interesting. Because I know people who just, you know, get up around noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they say they're depressed. Does that tie together? Sleep
and
depression?
Well, if they went to bed by 2 o'clock in the morning, I guess they're okay.
Yeah. Okay. Gene in Kentucky, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Oh, hello. I went to my local doctor Friday because I had to. The only reason I go because I have to get my prescription renewed for my armor thyroid. And so I went in there without a mask, and I was okay with that. And so the doctor gets ready to come in the room, and then the nurse says, she wants you to wear a mask. So I put it on reluctantly. But anyway, so when I went, I was waiting to get my blood drawn and that, and she mentioned, well, your insurance now wants a test for, what's it called? Let me see what I wrote it down. That liver part, what's it called? You know what I'm talking about, hepatitis. Yeah, wanted to take it for that. And then she said insurance wanted a breast exam. And, of course, she tried to push the mammogram, and she tried to push the ammonia and the flu shot. And then she's trying to get me to get another colonoscopy. I refuse all of it.
All right, Gene, we're going into top of the hour break. Would you like to hold so that we get you complete answers to your question?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that sounds great. How are you doing with sugar? Okay. All right. So we'll be right back with Gene. Gene loves sugar.
No, I like
sugar.
It.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with Gene and Dr. Norm Shealy, and Gene can get the answers to her questions about her medical exam.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door.
Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.